Tishrei, he would tell us a Hezbur that HaMaitzi also means that Hashem already took out, and he would also let us know that Halach is Kerabonin, that you could be Yaitzi by saying HaMaitzi Lechem. Rashi Bashmin Halach Rabonin, that HaMaitzi Diapiku, that HaMaitzi means that Hashem already took out. But now that you said Maitzi, what's the big Kiddush? Anybody could say Maitzi. It's called everybody Yaitze. That's Marina Khnami, Vaisas, he knew. How come he said like this? How come he only said Maitzi? La Puki Nashim Plukte. The pshat was he didn't know the Kolah Maskoni, he didn't know Kolah Alocha, who the whole life. So then when he was flipping, what to do? The best Yaitze is to say Maitzi, the Yaitze according to everybody.
All right, turn up.
Now,
the Gemara comes out, the Hilchus, what's the halacha? That Hamoitzi Lechem in Eretz. That's what we're supposed to say. Hamoitzi Lechem in Eretz. The Kaim Lewarm, because we hold the Kaim Lewarm, Rabbanah, the Rabbanah Shito. The Amr that they say, the Apik Mashma, that was taken out, that Hashem took out, Lechem in Eretz. Therefore, this is the bracha we should make. Now, Tosfos explains.
And Moitzi. Hey, so you say Kainam Elechoylam, it ends off with a mem. So if you'd say just Moitzi, you'd mix up the two mems. Therefore, it's better to say Oylam HaMoitzi. I have Yafagav de Belechem Min Horitz. There's also two mems there, Lechem and Min. Nami Ike Ruve, Shani Yosem de Kroxia. That's already a posse. Matzmiya Chaslavayim of Yesla Vodas, Oda Moitzi Lechem Min Horitz. The Arkane Zotais Yeshlev Tsoya Bishta Yodov, he should hold the bread with two hands, Biesser its voice with 10 fingers, Neged Yutavish of Mikrozir. Keneged Yutavish. And on Shabbos, usual Machmanis, on Shabbos, when you make a moitz with the Lechem Mishnah, you're supposed to put all 10 fingers onto the Lechem.
Yeah, but it's interesting that together
this place,
like trying to say that
it's not Min. Yeah, because in this Pasik, no, of course, this Pasik, even though Min and Oilom, Min, Moitzi, and Min, Lechem, and Min is together, that's a pasuk already. But how much? Right. Right. Well, Harokis, Oimed, the Mishnah said, Bar Pri Adam. So the Gemara, Kitoni, Yerokis, Dumi, the Pass. The Mishnah says, and all Yerokis should make a Bar Pri Adam, Chutzmina Pass. Shall I pass away my Moitzi, Lechem, and Oretz? But Kopon, Mashmi, Yerokis is the same way that bread is. What does that mean? That bread is cooked. Bread is not raw wheat, bread is cooked wheat. And says the Chiddush in the Mishnah, don't say a Bar Pri Adama on bread, but instead make a Moitzi Lechem in Oretz. So the Diyuk, Atoni Yerokas, do me the pass. Ma Pashtin Ishtanai Deor, just like bread is already cooked wheat, it's baked wheat, and still it retains its original bracha, if not for the fact that bread is so chosh if you make a Moitzi. Af Yerokas Nami, Shen Ishtanai Deor, even vegetable that was cooked, on fire means in water, still you make a Bar Pri Adam. Say what Mashpah from the Mishnah. And you don't say cooking a vegetable like ruins it and makes it into a shakel. The Gemara Omar Rav Noi Mishmei Dabaya, Zois Tameris, for now Mishnah Yavadik, Araya, Shalokos. Even though you cook the vegetables, still Mavorchen Aleim Bar Pri Adam. Still the Brocha stays with the Bar Pri Adam. Trashi, Af Yerokash and Ishtanu, the Afil Hachi B'Masayu Kaim is still stains. Stays and Mavorchen Aleim Bar Pri Adam. Shalokas Kol Yerek Sholik, all cooked vegetables. Tzadik, still you make a Bar Pri Adam. Now it's like the Gemara. Dorish Rav Chizda Mishum Rabbeinu, Omanu Rav. So Rav Chizda said over the name of Rav, Achilik. Shalokas Mavorchen Aleim Bar Pri Adam. It's like a true, you make a Bar Pri Adam, or it's a Machlekis. Rabbeinu Hayordim Eretz Yisrael. But the Rabbanon Eretz Yisrael, Omanu Ula, that's Ula that said over Mishmei the Rabbi Yechinen, Oma Shlokas Mavorchen Aleim Shakel Niyev Dvoro. It's Ula said over the name of Rabbi Yechinen that on cooked vegetables you have to make a shakel, not a Bar Pri Adam anymore. It's cooking it, ruins it, it's not called a Pri anymore. So you see, it's a Machlekes. Zok Rav Chizda Abba, Vani Yoimer, I say there's no Machlekes here. The Gdor more like this. Kol Shet Chilose Bar Pri Adam, if when it's raw, it's edible, like a carrot. It's edible raw. A carrot's not a good example. The Mer's example is an onion. That's edible raw. Then, sholko, if you cook it. So by cooking it, partially you're ruining it. You're making it less than it is raw. It's better to eat the mushroom lettuce. It's better to eat lettuce raw than to eat it cooked. When you cook it, you make it worse. Then, sholko, if you cook this vegetable, shakel ni devoroi. Since now that you made it worse, you make a shakel. Let's say like cabbage. Cabbage or raw pumpkin is not edible raw. So when you eat it raw, you only make a shakel. That's not the ikar derech of eating it. So such a vegetable that you don't eat raw, if you eat it raw, you only make a shakel neib devorei. Shoko, but then if you cook the cabbage or cook the pumpkin, then borei pri adoma. That makes it to its derech achila, and then you make a borei pri adoma. So posha depends upon the vegetables. How is the best way the derech eat, people eat it? If people eat it cooked, so that's when they make a borei pri adoma. People don't eat it raw. You only make a shakel then. Vashenka, the people normally eat it raw, so the pshat is when you cook it, you make it worse, then you only make a shakel. That's what Chizda is akdoros, that's what we're passing. Trashi doros of Chizda kach, mishum rabbeinu rab, shloka sema bar pri adomer, rabbeinu ma'aman ninu ulu omer rab yechlin shakel, hari adoba machlekis. Vani yoyma, li yashub de rei, mesob Chizda is saying, hezbe is no machlekis. Shenim chalukim, al teid is no machlekis here. Lo yesh mem pri adomer, yesh mem shakel, depends, certain vegetables is a shakel, and certain vegetables is taka pri adomer. Kol yerek ha nechel chai, shetchilose bar pri adomer, any vegetable that's eaten raw, and it's better to eat raw, then shoku, if you cook it, is afkim u'masai, you're changing it from its original form, legreyusa, you're making it worse. Meila mavarach shakul, lekamim mukulah betumi v'karsi, the Gemara is soon to say onions. If the Gemara's times, it had very fresh and young onions, that was edible raw. And if a cat, when you cooked it, you took away the sharpness of it, it's not so good. So Zadik and Rashi, when is cooked vegetables a shakul? When the cooking ruins it. Now a lot of vegetables we have, it's eaten both ways. Moshe carrots, you could eat raw and you could eat it cooked. So then both ways you make a bar for your dhamma, because you're not ruining it. You only make a shakel when you cook it, like Rashi says, if the cooking ruins it. So all our cooked vegetables, even cooked fruit, you still make a bar for it, so a bar for your dhamma on it. Because kamat, when we cook it, we're never cooking it to ruin it. We're always cooking it to improve it. Either you take an apple, a baked apple, you bake it because you want to eat it that way, it's better that way. You put sugar on it, you put sauce on it, you're making it better. Because then you wouldn't have this halacha. You only make a shakel here where you're ruining it. Like Rashi says, if the cooking ruins it, then you make a shakel. Weiter, Rashi, v'chol yerek, shein darku lechel chai, but any yerek, not normal teat raw, like vegetables, like the cabbage, shemit chilosoi, imoch lechai shakel hu mevorek. If you eat it raw, you'd make a shakel. Then shokel, such a vegetable, a pumpkin, or beets. Beets, nobody eats, or a potato, you don't eat it raw. Then shokel, these vegetables, if you cook it, they reveal their chalosa by baking the apple, or baking the potato. Then you make it roi lachilo, hu ikka period, that's the ikka pri, hu borach bar pri adoma. Then you make a bar pri adoma. At the ikki side is, cooking a vegetable doesn't ruin the vegetable. It's still considered a vegetable. So Avadi can still make a bar pri adoma. Joseph Messias, it's not eating this way. You ruined it, the taste wise, not so geschmack now, that's not called the ikka pri, and you only make a shakel. So, that's Reb Chizda's pshat. So tomorrow weiter. Now tomorrow's Mazda. Bishlei makol shetchilos a shakol nibidvaroi. What's called a raw vegetable that you make a shakol? Shokol then if you cook it. Bar pri adama mishkatatlo bekarva, that's cabbage, besuka beets, okra type of a pumpkin. These things you don't eat raw. So if you do eat it raw, you only make a shakel. And when you cook it, then you make it edible, then you make a bar pri adoma. El koshet chalos a bar pri adoma. Where do you have a raw vegetable that shokel? Then if you cook it, shakel. Hey, there's a lot of raw vegetables. The pshat is, usually if you cook it, you don't make it worse. It's just as good, raw and cooked. So you want to find a case that when you cook this vegetable, you're ruining it. Where's the case you're ruining it? Hechi b'shkazaslo, or ramnachin b'yitzchum b'shkazaslo, betumi v'karsi. Onions. Onions, if you cook it, you ruin it. So lalach is brought down, our onions, we don't eat raw onions. And whoever eats the raw onions, you make a shakaloni, because it's not edible raw. But in the Gemara's times, they used to have nice, fresh, soft onions that were edible. And that onion, if you cook it, you ruin it. So there, raw, you make a bar pri adoma, and if you cook that onion, then you make a shakal. Now it's fakir, the only time you make a bar pri adoma on onions, if you'd fry onions. That frying it makes it taste geschmack, so if you eat the fried onion, then you make a bar pri adoma on it. Because that's edible and then it's geschmack. But otherwise, you don't make it. The raw onion, you make a shakel on it. And when it's cooked, it depends. Usually, you put the onions, you cook it with meat. So you're not cooking the onions to make the onions taste good. The onions have to get ruined there. It's only there to make the meat taste better. So if you eat that onion by itself, it's not so geschmack, you bite to make a shakel. But the only time you make a bar pri adoma on onions, lemaisa, is where the cooking or the sauteed it, you roast it, you made it geschmack. Right? That's the pressure. That's what Chizda's pshat. Now the Gemara Dorish Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Omani Shmuel. Rav Nachman said, "Oh, name is Shmuel." Right? The Shlokas Mevorkin Leibor Pri Adama. He holds you make a Bor Pri Adama and all cooked vegetables. The Chaverenu Yodim Yeretz Yisrael. Our Chaverim came down from Yeretz Yisrael. Omanu Ula Mishmedu Rabbi Yechinin. Ula said, "Oh, name of Rabbi Yechinin." Oma Shlokas Mevorkin Leim Shakun Yevdvor. So right, the same Achlokas that Shmuel says you make a Bor Pri Adama and Ula said, "Name of Rabbi Yechinin, you make a Shakun." Zok Reb Nachman, v'ani yoyme v'machloikis shnuye. And see, doesn't go like Reb Chizda. He says, "Tak it's a machloikis." And what is a machloikis? Tell me, it's a machloikis on all vegetables. And it's a machloikis on the aside, does cooking a vegetable ruin it? It's mafkia the same vegetable, or it doesn't ruin it? And what's this machloikis? Machloikis the Tanya. Machloikis shnuye the Tanya. Yoytsin berekeka shruya umavushol shleini muach. Drashi Yoytsin is talking about. Rashi b'mayim yedei achilas matzah. We're talking about if you have a piece of matzah that you soaked it in water. Has yoytzim b'rekik a piece of matzah shrui that's soaked in water? Or also the mabushel, if you cooked up this whole matzah shleini muach, the matzah did not get dissolved. It's a whole piece of a kezayis. Still yoytzim yedei matzah. Divrei Reb Meir. Say how to Reb Meir. Reb Yosi yoma nein yoytzim b'rekik ashruya. If you're just soaking it in water, then it's still called lechem yoytzim mitzvah matzah. But if you cook up this matzah, even though the matzah did not get dissolved, you're not yotzei the matzah. So what do you see according to Reb Yosi? That cooking the matzah takes away the shame lechem. So Reb Nachman is making a tushel, who are din? If you cook vegetables, you take away the shame vegetable. So Mela, the Ula said over the name of Reb Yechinin, you make a shakol, he holds like Reb Yosi. Cooking something takes away its shame oichel, and only comes into a shakol. And the first man, the Yom Shmuel, that said you make a bar pri adama, he goes according to Reb Meir. So the Gemara and Alocha v'lohi, you're not right. The chule yam, everybody holds shloka is mevorkin leim bar pri adama. As everybody holds, even though you cook the vegetable, it's still considered a vegetable. Stam cooking doesn't ruin it. The yadkan so bezoy, why by matzah you not yotzi de matzah? The yadkan loy kam Reb Yosi hosim elu mishum de binim ta matzah v'leka. Why does Reb Yosi say if you cook up a matzah you not yotzi yechayves matzah pesach by night? Not because cooking takes away the shem lechem, but you don't have a ta matzah. And eating matzah you have to have a ta matzah. Aval locha after the Reb Yosi meida. But here if you cook up a vegetable, you cook up cabbage or cook up something that doesn't ruin it, avad you make a bar for your dama. That's why we hold it. About if you cook vegetables, you still make a bar pri adama. I bet you're not ruining it. Same thing. It's called cooking. Right, this Rashi. Avulei b'mavushol. The su lav lechem mikri. If you cook up the matzah, that's not called lechem. So the habminer is, what's pshat Reb Yosi? That if you cook up the matzah, cooking ruins the shame. So what didn't buy vegetables? If you cook vegetables, it's not called vegetable anymore. So tomorrow night, after Reb Yosi murdered linium brachim masai koi, about Reb Yosi also holds, if you cook something, it doesn't ruin its shame. It's only by matzah. There the Torah says you have to have the tam of matzah. Lechemoni, you have to taste the tam of lechemoni. So if you cook the matzah, you're not yotzah. But about the brach would still be a mitzvah lechem in arts. Like we had before, if you cook up bread, abi it's a kezayis, you still make a mitzi. Even though you cook the bread, it still retains the same bread. That's not our shell, so what? Oh, I'll talk later. Omer Reb Chiya Barabba, Omer Reb Yechinin, Shalokais Mevorchin Aleim Bar Pri Adama. You should know if you cook vegetables, you still make a Bar Pri Adama. We're talking about the vegetables still nicker, yeah? You can see the vegetable. You're sure? You cook it, you still can see the vegetable, Vada. It's just that it was cooked, that's all. It's a cooked potato. Or a cooked, yeah, right. Yeah, Vada. You could see the things here. Just that it was cooked. See, so you cook it, you still make a Bar Pri Adama. Reb Binyamin by Yefes, Om Reb Yechinin. Reb Yechinin and Yefes, said over the name of Reb Yechinin. Shlokas Mevorchan Leim Shakon Yeb Devoroi. So it's a machlokes. What did Reb Yechinin say? Reb Chiya Barabbas said that Reb Yechinin said, you make a Bar Pri Adama. And Reb Binyamin said over that Reb Yechinin said, you make a Shakon. Om Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchon, Reb Nachman Yitzchon said, you should know, Kova Ula Lishabeshto Kareb Binyamin Ben Yefes. Is that that Ula said over before? That b'shem Reb Yechinin on cooked vegetables you always only make a shakol. Ula made a mistake because he was mekabel from Reb Binyamin. Binyamin was the one that said over his Reb Yechinin said over you make a shakol niyib devorah. But really he's wrong. because Reb Chiya Rabbi is more of a Muslim, if you could believe him more, and he said, Reb Yechon said, you make a bar pri adama, it's right, that's the emes. So tomorrow, Teya bar Reb Zeira, v'chima inya Reb Yoram ben Yefas, it's Reb Chiya Rabbi. Like, well, how could Reb Ulam even make a mistake? How could you say he listens to Reb Yamin over Reb Chiya Barabba? Reb Chiya Barabba dayik v'gomesh shmaitam Reb Yechon. He was a very good Talmud. He was medayik very exactly what the Rebbe said. Vaita Reb Yamin by Yefas loy dayik. He wasn't medayik so much. He listened with half an ear, to shear. He wasn't medayik so much every word the Rebbe said. So, but Shaila, what Reb Yechon said, Avadi, you listen to Reb Chiya Barabba better. V'yoid Reb Chiya Barabba called Tlosin Yoimin every 30 days. Mahad Talmud came with Reb Yechon. He used to chazer over all his learning in front of Reb Yechon. So Tosis says here, the second lecture list, Lav Dafka Kol Talmud. It doesn't mean he chazed everything he learned. Ela Kol Mashra Yoimin B'Shloishim Yoim Hayachayzer Akol Ufan of Yoim Shloishim Yechon. Is what he learned that Chodesh all those 30 days. On the 31st day, he spent chazering what he learned the last 30 days. But Kol Ponim, he knew Klo what Reb Yechon said. So Avada Ula couldn't have made a mistake that Ula believed Reb Yamin. Avada Reb Chiya Barabba is the one to believe. Vaita. Reb Yamin ben Yefes loy mahadir. He didn't chazer over every 30 days. V'yoyed bar medena bar medena. Chutz from these two tainas, I have another reason to say Reb Yamin is wrong. The Yahu Tamusa was a type of a fruit. The Shalkilei Sheva Zimne B'Gdera. They had a cookie. It's a very bitter fruit. And you have to cook 7 times to make it edible. Yeah, the achli lay the kinuach sudin. They ate it for dessert. Also, the shol Rabbi Yechon. They came to ask Rabbi Yechon, "What bracha do we make on this?" The yomlo mavrochan alay a bari pri adama. Right, it wasn't a fruit; it was a vegetable. So you still make a bari pri adama. So you see, claw. Even though you cooked this vegetable 7 times to get the bitterness out of it, still you make a bari pri adama. So you see, claw. Rabbi Yechon was wrong. That Rabbi Yechon never said you make a shakol. Rabbi Yechon zichol you make a bari pri adama. The Yoid, Om Rab Chiya Barabba, Ani Reisi Yashab Nodaraya, Ani Reisi Yashab Yechon, I saw myself Rab Yechonin, Sheochel Zayas Mulich, he ate a very salted Zayas Aleph, and Aloch of the Drashi Zayas Mulich, Shay Muluach Ze, Kami Yomim, it was salted a few days already, Vekayim along Kamliach Kerasayach, if you salt something a long time, it has Aloch like Rasayach as if it's cooked up. So, Melo, this Aleph has a din like a cooked Aleph. So, what bracha did he make on this? Oberech Allah Tchila V'Soif. He made a bracha at the beginning, at the end. So tomorrow, Iyam Bishlay Meshlokas B'Mosayim Kaimi. If you can say, even though it's cooked, it still retains the same bracha the way it was before. So Mel here, this Aleph is still a Bar Priyates. Then it's good. But Tchila Mavarech Allah Bar Priyates. At the beginning of Yechon, he made a Bar Priyates. Ulev Say Mavarech Allah Bracha Achas Min Sholish. But it's still called the Aleph. You make a bracha Min Sholish. El Iyam Meshlokas Lab B'Mosayim Kaimi. But if you want to say cooking the fruit, or the vegetable ruins it, it's not called the fruit of vegetable anymore. They have the salted olive. It's not considered a loch of an olive anymore. So this time of a tchil mabaruch olav shakal name mabaruch. You have to make a call upon a shakal on this cooked or olive. Elu lebsoif mayim mabaruch. What bracha did it make at the end? So a chur should be a raya that it has a shame olive to it. And you still make an eight and you make an aleis at the end. So the more no, there's no raya. Dilma borrowed the first Shabbos because Rambam called Mashi Bora. Maybe the bracha achrona they make was a bracha in the first.
Now the kid can't eat raw.
What?
You can't eat an olive.
You could eat olive raw. You could eat olive raw. The first time you could eat olive raw, you could eat it. You could eat them raw. Yeah. Dilma borrowed the first.
You can eat it.
Dilma said to Gemara, "There's no raya. Maybe you made a bracha in the first here." So the Chiddush of Gemara is, we'll see sugyas later, there's man diyomrim when you say a bur in the fushes. Not for every Michael do you say a bur in the fushes. So how many words for olives, you don't have to say a bur in the fushes. If it was cooked, it's not, you only make a shakol, you won't have to make a bur in the fushes at the end. So who was a raya, the bracha chorena had to be on Al-Eisfeld 3-8. The Gemara's matzke here, that wouldn't be the biggest raya. Maybe he made a bur in the fushes. But I call upon Malocha, we zicha paskin, that cooking something does not ruin it. Cooking it still keeps it a bur priyates, a bur priyadama. The only time the bracha changes to a shakol is when you cook it, you ruin it. If the cooking of it ruins it, make it less tasty, less so good, then you only make a shakol. Because the man the cooking just improves it, makes it better, you still make the same bracha. More Moser Rav Chizda Bar Shmuel. Yeroka is by Morer on Pesach. Yeroka Shadim Yoitzavim, they have was Mepesach, Yoitzavim, Morer with it. Yoitzavim, Yoitzavim with the vegetable itself. Uva Klach. With the head of it, you also yotze, shul ahead. Avoloi kavushim, you're not yet to be kavush, you sour, you pickle it. Avoloi shlukin, not if you cook it, v'loi mavusholim. A shlukin usually cooked more than mavushol. If you cook up the maror, you cook up the horseradish or the Roman lettuce, you're not yet. Now, we talk about the Messiah Koi, if you say cooked vegetables is still considered a vegetable, of a zoi shlukin of my loi, how come you're not yet to cook the maror? So what if you cook the vegetable, you cook the Roman lettuce? It's still called Roman lettuce. How come not yet tomorrow? The Chorus should be right. Cooking is mafia the shame vegetable. And the Gemara name, Shani Yosem Devinim Tam Morav Aleko. Havada, the bracha is still a bar of Pri Adomo. But by Morav, it's not just a Pri Adomo. It has to have a Tam Morav. It has to taste bitter. If you cook it and lose the Tam, definitely not yet. Omele Rabbi Yimel Rab Zeru. Rabbi Yechanon Anukashino. Heichim Avorach Al Zayism Liyach. You said that the case there before was he took a salted olive and he made a bracha rishon, a bracha achroina. The portion of the bracha achroina is an aleitz v'al priyetz because we hold it's still called an eitz. Of the Gemara Kiva on the Shakin Lagarina, Mistami didn't eat the pit. So Mistami first he took out the pit of the olive and he only ate this one olive. Of Azoi bought Salei Shiurei. You don't have to make an aleitz v'al priyetz. When do we make a bracha achroina?